It was a tragedy. That's what some folks said about the fire that burned Notre Dame. And while the fire was awful, destroying part of that historic structure, it wasn't a tragedy. No one died in the fire, and though it destroyed part of that iconic structure, it can be rebuilt. Notre Dame was built by people, and thus it can be rebuilt. Not exactly as it was built the first time, or how it has been remodeled over the centuries, but rebuilt nonetheless. And currently, money is funneling in from around the world. Already, donations from multimillionaires have been pledged. I have no doubt that Notre Dame will be rebuilt and remain a tourist site for years to come. But if I don't sound overly sympathetic, it isn't that I don't care. It's just that I think that the outpouring of angst, concern, and money has been disproportional to the event. Notre Dame is just a building, old and historic, but at the end of the day, just a building. But as a result of climate change, parts of our Earth are undergoing massive destructive change, far more devastating than the fire at Notre Dame. It has just been reported that Hawaii's iconic Waikiki Beach will soon disappear as a result of rising seawater. Glacier ice in the Alps is melting, and by 2050, just 30 years from now, half of that ice will be gone. It is now estimated by the World Bank that 143 million people will be climate refugees trying to escape lack of water, rising sea levels, and crop failures. Global climate change and the resulting consequences, this is a tragedy. In fact, it is multiple tragedies that is reshaping the face of our planet and disrupting the lives of millions of people. But rather than being a dramatic made-for-TV event like a burning church, global climate change is a slow-moving catastrophe that doesn't make for compelling TV. A melting glacier or rising seawater, it's not easy to capture in a brief video. And regrettably, politics and business interests are being used to obscure what is happening each and every day. That focused worldwide outpouring of concern that was displayed as the church burns doesn't seem to exist when it comes to climate change. While there are some who are working on addressing climate change, more needs to be done, and it needs to be done quickly. Our planet needs our help, and we need our planet. It is our home, and it sustains us. The world can exist without a building, no matter how iconic, but we can't survive without a planet on which to live. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and Our Jewish Community.org, and as always, thanks for listening.